Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian is calling from White Plains. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sal. How are you, man? Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. A big fan. I have a quick question for you. I know that in the past you've said that not that Zach Wilson is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones, but maybe that you would choose him over Daniel Jones. Would you still choose him at the moment? Or do you think he's just going through some kind of phase?
Well, are we talking about give me the parameters here. Are we talking about right now, or are we talking about the next 5 years?
I'm saying, how about we do right now for right now?
I don't think there's any question that it's Daniel Jones right now.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones, he did good, but I feel like they should have at least beat the Lions.
Well, Daniel Jones is not going to be a quarterback that's going to throw 40 times, but right now, I don't think you could argue. Now, remember, Daniel Jones, this is his fourth year. Zach Wilson's year two.
I know. I wanted to bring that up before you yelled at me.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm just saying that Daniel Jones should be better, but Brian Daboll's found a nice rhythm for Daniel Jones where they can win with him if they get the ground game going and Daniel Jones can make some plays. Zach Wilson right now has zero in his bag, other than some ability where he could throw the football, his escapability, the mobility, whatever. He's got zero in the bank as far as what he's accomplished right now. At least Jones has something.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. All right. Well, I just wanted to just ask that question, so I hope you have a nice day.
Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate you checking in, and thank you for your support. You know, I was saying all year long, and really prior to even last week, I guess, that Zach Wilson, I'd rather have Zach Wilson because of the upside. And I still do believe that. I'm not going to get off of that because he had two bad performances against New England. But the odds now are stacked against him. Whether it's the coaching, whether it's the structure, whether it's the organization, whether it's him, the odds are stacked against him. And I was not privy to all that's going on behind the scenes until, I mean, I heard a little bit of rumblings, but I was like, maybe that's overblown. And then I heard it more prior to last Friday, or it might have been Thursday or Friday, and I hinted at it or talked about it on the show about these guys don't like Zach Wilson. That was before the New England game. So I hate that stuff, especially from a quarterback. I hate the arrogance and the immaturity. That does not fly with me. I'm pretty sure it doesn't fly with the majority of people, but I have zero tolerance for it. So regardless of what I think of his skill set, I would be turned off by his arrogance. Now, I didn't draft him. I didn't get a chance to sit with Zach Wilson and talk to him. I read about it. Watch the highlights. You watch him play. Okay, I don't get a chance to sit with these guys. That is such a huge part of hiring coaches, hiring general managers, going with certain players in free agency or drafting certain players, sitting with them, getting to know them inside. I think he'd be good at that, judging them. And once you know that, then you can, because a lot of times skill set's going to be similar. Once you know about a person, and it's tougher too because they're 23. You know, you're talking about 20-year-old kids, some younger when you first get drafted, whatever. But Zach Wilson's 23. Imagine what you were like at 23 years of age. And then imagine what he's got to go through and the scrutiny and, you know, the performing and all that in front of everybody and the fans. I mean, look, that's part of the gig. I get it. But he's 23. He's an immature, coddled, spoiled brat. A lot of times people grow out of that. In his case, he doesn't have much time. It's got to be sooner than later. A lot of us have an advantage where it could take years. He's got to do it now. And he needs the proper teaching. And I think that at least the Jets yesterday took the first step in that direction by not just handing it over. Oh, you know, Wilson's going to be the guy. He's our starter this weekend. That might not be the case. And see how he handles the humbling. Does he throw a fit? Does he get angry? Or does he take it like an adult and say, you know what? I deserve this because of not only my poor play on the field, but because of my arrogance off of it. Boom. You say that, you're good to go. Now, for him to say that, he's actually got to get it. He's actually got to do some self-reflecting. And maybe when the head coach takes your job away, or at least threatens to do it, maybe that's when you do that self-reflecting. You better.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.